Welcome to the One Oahu Podcast. I'm Brandy Higa, and today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And we're joined this week by the director for the Department of Design and Construction, Haku Miles, and his deputy director, Brian Gallagher. Guys, thanks for making some time for us. I know you guys have a busy schedule.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So guys, for those who aren't familiar, what exactly does the Department of Design and Construction do? What are you responsible for?
The Department of Design and Construction, we're responsible for executing the capital improvement projects for various agencies and departments within the city. And so what that means is we serve parks and we help them with their facilities projects. We help Department of Enterprise Services with projects at the zoo, at the Blaisdell Center, and the golf courses. We help the fire department, police department with their buildings. We also help Department of Facilities Maintenance in stream projects, as well as roads, road reconstruction. We're also responsible. We have a bridge program where we inspect and do bridge reconstruction if necessary. But we're also responsible for long-term planning of energy reduction, and we do that through our mechanical electrical division. And so all the PV panels that you see on city facilities, not including parks, is our responsibility.
Yeah, that touches so many other departments in the city and county of Honolulu. But Brian, you know, if you had to explain it to your kid, or I guess, what do your kids think you do?
No, I explain this to them. Yeah, I mean, it's essentially, so when I drive around with my kids, I show them what we do. So any city street, you look at the parks, you look at the roads, sidewalks, gutters, you see the street lights, city buildings. Sit there, you know, that's what Daddy does. Daddy is a part of that process to help. We're actually a small part of this process that helps move this whole kind of machine forward, because we can't do it without the other city departments, DPP and everybody else. I mean, it's city, state. I mean, we rely on federal funding to an extent too, and just everybody else in the city who's involved. You know, we got city HR, and we couldn't do it without the mayor's comms team. So yeah, we appreciate everybody's help.
And so Haku, how many make up your department? How many do you oversee?
So we have, right now we have just under 150 people. Ideally, we'd like to have about 200. We're severely understaffed right now, especially in terms of engineers, project managers. We also are in need of building inspectors. So if you know anybody, we'd love to hire them. Yeah, that's been the toughest thing right now is we have a very aggressive capital improvement program every single year, but we're struggling with the staff to be able to execute everything. We always get additional projects that are added on as well, so we're just doing our best to get through it and provide the support to our client agencies.
And both of you have been at all of the town halls so far this year for the Mayor's Town Hall Tour. I want to get to some of the questions that you folks are both able to answer in those meetings. In Salt Lake, the question did come up about Salt Lake Boulevard. So what's the latest there?
The latest is we are working through the second to last phase of it, which is phase 3A. And then 3C, we are currently in design. And so that will wrap up toward the end of 26, I believe. We're fortunate to work with Department of Transportation Services, who helped us out on applying for federal grants and federal funding. And we haven't heard back yet on one, but the second phase of the project is gonna cost around $90 million. So we're really looking to get that federal support.
And I asked Mayor this question last week, but in each district, you kind of prepare for the issues that you think will come up, that you think will be asked of you, whether it's, you know, raised by constituents in the past or maybe brought up at the neighborhood board meetings. But let's talk about, for example, Kailua. A lot of issues there. I know you prepared to give updates on certain projects, but, you know, you didn't get the chance to provide the community with those updates because the questions just didn't come. But something like the Lanikai Rockfall mitigation, that project actually just wrapped up. So what did that entail?
Actually, I was just out there yesterday. We completed construction. So we had an assessment where we had geotechnical engineers go out and they look at loose rocks and potential areas. So there's on city land that could be a problem. We hire a contractor. They'll go out and they'll either do rock scaling, which is they're literally taken down a rock hill face, if anything that looks loose. This one for Lanikai was pretty simple. It was just things that are generally loose on the surface, and it wasn't too much going on. But yeah, it's supposed to help a long-term, you know, rock fall, so things aren't falling into the road, erosion mitigation, things like that.
And I've been to some Kailua neighborhood board meetings, and this has come up, but the Kailua boat ramp. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so the Kailua boat ramp, we're doing everything we can to expedite. There were certain federal permits that some people believe we weren't going to necessarily need. We confirmed that we do need them. And so, you know, there were some shortfalls in funding. And when we were getting access to the funding, Department of Parks helped us out, move some funding up so that we could keep the design moving. We're, as I said, progressing with the design, and we should have something closer to, I think, fall of this year. And we need to get the permit submitted to the Army Corps, which will likely go in a lot sooner than that.
Sticking with the Windward side, this didn't come up, but I know both of you were at the blessing ceremony for Haiku Stairs and Nakoa and the work that they're doing. So the removal of those stairs, can you talk about that project? What's going on right now?
Yeah, so right now the contractor is just doing a lot of prep work. They had to do some clearing for where the helicopter will land and where they'll dismantle all of the stair sections. And so they're actually not gonna start removing sections from the mountain until the early next month. But we are full speed ahead with a focus on safety. And that's why it's so important to have all this prep work, getting their team ready for what's gonna go on the mountain. And I don't think people realize how dangerous it really is. I was fortunate to go up toward the end of the last administration as we were trying to, you know, look for ways to have a managed access or keep the stairs in operation. But it really is going up like a 90-degree cliff, and these stair modules are just kind of staked into the side of a mountain. So, I mean, it's dangerous enough going up and down, but trying to dismantle them while you're, you know, bundled together, they have a very difficult job to do. And it's very dangerous work.
Yeah, they kind of broke that down for us in the press conference, but a module is what, and then what is the process of removing those, and where do they go? I know there's a path they take to, I guess, over the H3 tunnel.
Right, so the modules, there's about 600 or so of these stair modules. They're 7 feet long, and basically every piece of the module can be separated by bolts, and so I don't think they're going to be taking apart anything significant as they're up there. Mm-hmm. But the stakes that I mentioned that are hammered into the mountain, they'll be cut off flush with the ground, and so we won't be removing them. But essentially, what we expect is the vegetation will come back and grow over to the point that hopefully you won't even know that the stairs were there.
Mm-hmm. Moving over to the very first meeting on the mayor's town hall tour, when we were in Kapolei, the question came up about a future community center in Kapolei, because that community really is one of the fastest growing here on Oahu. Is that something that we can make happen in this administration, or what's the latest there?
Yeah, so there was mention of potential use of Kapolei Regional Park, mm-hmm. I believe. We had been working with parks on, you know, what they would like to see at that park. They want to reach out to the community, make sure what's planned is something they're going to utilize and take advantage of. So we are allowing them to take over that planning process. Once they work with the community and decide, you know, if they want a gym or if they want more fields or, you know, pickleball courts or whatever it is, we'll work with them through the actual design and construction once that has been determined. So, I mean, there is time for that, but it's all about priorities and funding, you know.
Yeah. You know, while this is as much about policy, it's also getting to know the leaders in the city and county of Honolulu. So, Haku, we'll start with you. You know, this is a job where you have to be an expert in design, an expert in construction, an expert in permitting, an expert in environmental assessments, but then you have to also be an expert at handling personnel issues. Where were you before this, and how did that prepare you? What prepared you really for this role?
I would say, you know, you don't have to be an expert in every aspect of the job. You definitely have to have a significant amount of knowledge, but we're very fortunate to have amazing, capable engineers and leaders already within the department that we rely on heavily. It's more a management responsibility and where you want to take the department. You know, it's very important for us to leave the department in a better situation than where we came in. And our biggest issue, as I see it, is, you know, so many retirements and not enough staff to kind of backfill the position. We have four divisions and four chiefs. Since I became director, two of the chiefs have left and we've had to fill them. I expect one will leave next year, and another one, you know, hopefully not till the end, but definitely before the end of this administration. So, you know, our focus needs to be on development of our staff. And I know that doesn't answer your question that you asked, but that's, you know, in terms of expert and all that stuff, you know, it's important that we can understand the work that's being done, the design, why we're going about things a certain way, be able to articulate that. But again, our engineers that we have in place are solid. The leaders that we have are solid in each division. We can focus on how we develop our staff and how we, you know.
Right. But what prepared you for this role?
What prepared me for this role? So before this, I was in the private sector for 15 years. I started as an intern when I was in college, and I stayed with the same company for 15 years. And when I left, I was the chief operating officer. And, you know, I think it's more just kind of learning what it takes to work with different people and kind of building the morale within an organization. I think it's very important to lead by example. When you're in the private sector, it's more about, you know, driving profits and, you know, keeping the client happy. But you need your team to buy into the reasoning behind that. You can't just say, I need you to make money for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, kind of building the team is the way that I see is important in any organization. You know, they need to know me personally, what I will do for them and represent for them, so that, you know, hopefully they want to represent for me as well. That's kind of at least what I feel like the relationship is. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian and I are here most days. We're the last ones to leave. I think our team sees that we work hard for them. They work very hard for us. And yeah, I think that's kind of just the way it is. If you work hard and you show that you care about your team, that's really the preparation that you need. I don't know.
Yeah, Brian, what about you? Where were you before this? What prepared you for this role?
I was at Board of Water Supply for 17 years. I started in their planning group, which was really, a lot of it was just traveling all over the island. Some of it was hiking in the mountains. Some of it was you're just looking at all the facilities. And then a lot of it was computer hydraulic modeling, trying to figure out how we're going to keep water flowing for the next week to sometimes 30 years in the future. And so all that then turns into a design and construction project. So I did that for about 5 years. I moved over to their field maintenance crew for a little while, basically main breaks. So that's where you really see where things go down in the streets. You're fixing a main break, you're out there at night, and you're figuring out, how am I gonna work, you know, in this area? How am I gonna get around this sewer line, this storm drain, in and out? Because people, what they see on the surface of the ground is not, it's very, very different what's underneath, and very rarely does the things line up. So taking that experience, I then moved over to their design and construction department, but their division of Board of Water Supply. Mm-hmm. Was there for 12 years, just running projects and learning how you cannot run by yourself as one entity and just do everything yourself. You are dependent on any project you're trying to get to move forward, you know, waterline, reservoir replacement, new pump station, whatever it is, new driveway, because we Board of Water is its own, essentially its own utility, and they act and they're very similar to, in a way, on like ENB. It's just, yeah, you learn that you got to work with the state, you got to work with federal, you got to work with, now even though Board of Water Supply is still city, they're still semi-autonomous, mm-hmm. you got to work with DPP. And so we rely, so you learn that you got to rely on some people and you make relationships and just be professional. nothing is perfect. Everything has its issues, and it, unfortunately, things take a long time in design and construction. But that experience of learning how things work with, you know, in this town was helped bring me over here.
Yeah, and tailing on that, Haku, I'm going to ask you this question as well, the same question I'm asking to Brian, but I'll give you some time to think. Like you mentioned, right, so timeline, complexity of issues and projects, you know, Stairway to Heaven, Alawai, flood risk management, Kailua Boat Ramp, even the Natatorium, these are a lot of projects that make their way into the news cycle, and whether it's because residents, you know, don't agree with what's happening, or like you said, timeline and complexity, they're not happy with this. And this can cause a little bit of stress on you folks because you are the heads of this department. So Brian, I'll start with you. So how do you manage that stress?
Nothing is ever done fast enough. Of course we want to go out and fix something instantaneously. That's just not the way design and construction works. We have our emergency projects, and we can go out fairly quickly. We'll work with Department of Facilities Maintenance for things that need to be done quicker. But to truly plan out bigger projects and figure out what is going to be a successful construction project that's actually going to last for decades and decades successfully, so it doesn't deteriorate, fall apart, so people don't get hurt, and people can actually enjoy, you know, what the city provides for this island. It takes a long time, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that we're not in control of. But you end up learning a lot and all the complexities of where the ins and outs.
That's a very engineer answer. So Brian, you get home at the end of the day, how do you find center?
How do I find center? We all have different things we like to do. We all, it gets different when you get older and you have kids, and then, you know, you get up when it's dark, you get home when it's dark, and then you got kids to put to bed. But you find the joy in that, you know, you got kids in sports, you find it's the day-to-day that everybody's doing. You have good friends. You try to keep a good attitude. No matter how crazy it is, there's no sense in losing your mind and just yelling and screaming. It's like, okay, yeah, here's another issue. It's nothing new. We've seen this 1,000 times. That's what our job is. We're engineers. We fix it. We find solutions. Sometimes it takes a while, but that's just what we do. And when we're not doing that, I go surf. I like to dive, fish. What do you like to do in your spare time, Haku?
Well, I mean, going back to the question about the stress of projects, and, you know, the public continuously asking about the same things. I guess early on in the job, it kind of gets to you that you want to speed things up, or you're upset of not understanding why things take so long. But then you kind of get into the groove of things, and you understand the processes and how long everything takes because of those processes. It's like, it's more about having the plan for every specific project, understanding, you know, where there are opportunities to shorten that time, and where you can't, being able to articulate that. So, you know, I don't get stressed so much anymore about the long-term projects. Like, I know the timeline that those are on. I know that I can explain that if I need to, you know, a member of the community. They're not always gonna accept or understand that, but, you know, it's the best information that we have. And if, you know, they wanted to come to work with us for like a week and kind of see everything that goes into long range planning for projects those size, you know, be happy to show them around how things go. We're fortunate to participate in the high school job shadow program. And I feel like it gives not just the kids, but the administrators that come along an opportunity to see, you know, how things work. And, you know, I always tell people, including the last student that we had, that for DDC, I like when people don't know what we do, because to me, it means we're doing our job. When people have issues with their streams or the roads or drainage problems, then, you know, why isn't DDC fixing this? Why didn't they fix it sooner? So, you know, we have a lot of stream work, stream hardening, rockfall mitigation projects. I feel like our team is, as I mentioned before, pretty solid on these things, but we're not perfect. We are gonna have those instances. You know, state property had rocks come down over the last few years. Mm-hmm. Private properties, happens all the time. We're not going to catch everything, but when we are doing our job well for a sustained amount of time, then hopefully people don't have to hear or know the work that we do. You know, we do unglamorous work. We're engineers. Both Brian and I are civil engineers. It's a lot of ground and below stuff. And so, you know, when emergencies happen, like the Cook Street sinkhole, you know, we get with our engineering teams and talk through solutions. We have guys on it who are a lot smarter than us proposing solutions and getting it fixed quickly. So, yeah, I think it's understanding the timelines, understanding the processes, be able to articulate it so that, you know, we don't get too hung up on, you know, why can't it be faster? Mm-hmm. We do the best we can, and we work with CORE, we work with BFS, we work with administration, get the funding in place, get the work done when we can. For me personally, I have a one-year-old. Best part of my day is going home to him. Hopefully he's still awake when I get home. Just depends on the day. Tonight I won't see him. You know, we got town halls, but that's okay. And so weekends are very special to me because I get them all day. So, yeah.
Yeah, you just listed off a whole lot of projects. And you're right, actions kind of do help mm-hmm. when it comes to managing that. But it just seems like you guys are doing a whole lot of juggling. Mm-hmm. And juggling, Haku, I hear, is actually one of your hidden talents. I don't know if that's true, but I brought some props here to help us out.
Oh, my God.
So you can put your mic down. So we'll put this video up on Mayor Blangiardi's YouTube channel. If you just search the playlist for the One Oahu podcast, we'll get Haku to try this. Brian, do you know how to juggle? Gentlemen, any other hidden talents we should know about?
Nope. No, we're not bringing anything with you guys ever again.
All right, thanks. You can pick up those mics again. So back to business. Because I mentioned this earlier.
A little side story on that. So at our elementary school, there was this... Our gym teacher, PE teacher, he would have these group of kids that would go to different schools to like perform and stuff. And it was called Students with Athletic Talent SWAT. And you know, kids that do like back handstrings and handstands and ride unicycles and do all this kind of stuff. And so that's what I did. I juggled clubs.
Clubs?
For that, yeah.
Like bowling pins? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we would go to different schools, and it was awesome because we would get out of school and go.
And where did you go to? Where did you go to elementary school, high school?
I went to elementary school called Centennial in Graham, Washington, where I grew up for the most part, and then I graduated Kamehameha Schools, and then went to UH after that.
Brian,
My dad was Navy, so we moved all around pretty often. So I went to St. Louis High School. For a year, I went to Radford High School for a year, and then my dad got stationed in California, and we ended up graduating in San Diego, and then right after that, came right back out here again to go to UH, and that's actually when we actually first met each other, because I had a roommate that was on the volleyball team, and he's good friends with Tony Ching, and we didn't even know each other, we didn't even really talk to each other, but we would all sit down for dinner for a while every night and just sit there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like little by little, and then little did we realize we're in the same classes for a couple, yeah. And then now here we are, day in and day out.
Oh, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Now we have a juggling career we got to pursue. And then,
yeah. That's awesome, you guys. Because I did mention it earlier, the Natatorium also falls under your kuleana at this point. What's the latest with that project?
Yeah, so. The EIS was completed, and it led us to the perimeter deck proposed design that we are going through right now. Mm-hmm. We are getting to, I think, our first phase of design going to be completed next month. This project is unique because the community is planning to provide the funding, or is potentially going to be providing the funding mm-hmm. For construction. This is not a cheap project. I don't know that the city would have the funding to be able to support this. And so it means a lot that the community could potentially step up and help the city revitalize this structure. And it's, you know, it's historic.
Right.
So, you know, we're hoping to be, we have to make a presentation to the neighborhood board. I think we're planning that in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. We'll have a better idea on costs next month once the first phase of design is completed. And then there are so many permits for that project. I don't know that we would even start construction for another, I don't know, 3 or 4 years maybe. So the likelihood of this one getting done with this administration, I'm not sure how likely that is. But either way, this is, you know, it's an important part of Hawaii. You know, it's a war memorial. Hopefully we can put it on the right track before we leave.
I want to move over to another pool, per se, but not just these district town halls, but you also attended the town hall in Kōhuku to give an update on the plan for a pool and rec center. What's the latest on that project?
So this project is going to be another partnership similar to the War Memorial, but AES is supposed to be paying for the design. They're donating money to be able to fund the design of a pool out there. We had been working with Department of Parks and Rec since it will be built in a park on an MOU that would be entered into by AES and the city. You know, we'll be ready to support when the time comes. It's been a little bit quiet on that project. Yeah.
Are there any other projects that you folks are working on that you want people to know about? I know that there's a whole lot going on right now.
One specifically that I'm very happy with and proud of is moving, maybe again, not as fast as we would like, is, you know, so the Civic Center parking structure on campus is in, I don't want to say bad shape, but it needs some repair. Mm-hmm. There's a preschool on top. In the original plan was to demolish the school so that we could complete all of the structural remediation necessary for the structure. And originally we thought we would have to rebuild majority of it, but it turns out we don't. Because Mayor Blangiardi didn't want to have a break in childcare services for the parents of the kids who go to Siegel School, the administration worked hard to find a temporary location for a preschool to operate on campus. It won't necessarily be Siegel Schools, as I understand there has to be a solicitation for a vendor to operate, but we have been working to renovate the Mission Memorial building and the Municipal Reference Center on campus so that it can operate as a temporary preschool while we demolish the existing school and do all of the corrective remediation work on the parking structure. So it's a good thing that a lot of parents aren't going to have to worry about where their kids are going to go while we're under construction. And it's not going to be a fast construction, you know, it's going to be a couple years. So I'm just glad that we were able to do that in this administration. Supported that.
Anything we missed?
Go ahead.
So in the city's Department of Design and Construction, we have our mechanical electrical division. And we are fortunate enough to use what's called an energy savings performance contract, which is basically we hire a energy service performance contract, but it is for energy savings. So that's why I appropriately switched that because it feels better. But yes, it is energy services. So essentially the way that breaks down is we actually work with a bank and a contractor to basically front end the construction to install PV panels, anything energy efficiency, LED lighting, water savings, water heaters, anything we can find throughout city facilities. And that project has gone very, very well for the city. And we're actually finding more areas where we can expand that. So we're actually saving more money than we expected to initially, and it's going really well. So we're really proud.
Yeah, it's important for people to understand that, you know, the city isn't immediately paying for all of this work that is being done by the contractor. Right now, we are saving money every month because of the work that our contractor has done, right? We're reducing our energy usage, therefore reducing our bills to HECO every month. The way that we pay back the work that they did on the front end is out of that savings. So it's a really great program. I know that Maui has kind of used our program as an example, and theirs is actually a lot bigger. they're able to take advantage more. But we're very proud of Alan Lee, who is our program administrator and leader of our mechanical electrical division, to administer that contract. We have a great relationship with JCI, Johnson Controls, mm-hmm. and I think we're proposing a new amendment to that contract soon so that we can take advantage even more.
Well, guys,
did that all make sense?
We'll see. If we get complaints on One Oahu,
we can give a presentation.
Yeah, we'll do one-on-one presentations for those who have complaints. But guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Ryan.
And it is another Town Hall Thursday. Tonight we'll be at Manoa District Park at 6:30. The next week we'll be out at Nana'i Kapono Elementary School. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. That's a bit later to give folks some travel time. That meeting will be for residents in Nanakuli, Waianae, and Makaha. We hope to see you there. Mahalo to Haku and Brian for joining us. Mahalo to you for listening. And until next time, aloha.